Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Anchor. Leading off today, as expected, a bill that could ultimately ban TikTok in the United States has officially passed the House. The bill, titled the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, cleared voting on Wednesday with 352 votes in favor and 65 votes against. As we explained the other day, the bill in question doesn't explicitly ban TikTok right off the bat, but instead it gives China-linked parent company ByteDance around 5 months to sell TikTok. Should ByteDance fail to divest TikTok in that time frame, the app would be effectively banned in the United States, and as currently written, that burden would fall on App Store operators like Apple and Google. Lawmakers have attempted to make it clear that this isn't necessarily a TikTok ban, but rather a forced sale. TikTok, however, disagrees and says, quote, "This process was secret and the bill was jammed through for one reason. It's a ban. We are hopeful that the Senate will consider the facts, listen to their constituents, and realize the impact on the economy, 7 million small businesses, and the 170 million Americans who use our service." End quote. The bill now moves to the Senate, where its fate is more unclear. There's no clear corresponding legislation in the Senate with bipartisan support, unlike what we saw in the House. But should the measure ultimately pass the Senate, President Biden has said he will sign it into law. In other news today, if you're waiting on Vision Pro to come to more countries, new evidence inside Vision OS shows which languages Apple is currently working on for optimizing the virtual keyboard and autocorrect, suggesting that Vision OS will soon work with the following languages: traditional Cantonese, simplified Chinese, English variants in Australia, Canada, Japan, Singapore, and the UK, French for both Canada and France, German, Japanese, and Korean. While this doesn't necessarily mean that Vision Pro will arrive in all of these regions at once, the list is a strong indication that Apple is at least getting ready to sell Vision Pro in countries like this, such as Australia, Canada, China, Germany, Japan, and South Korea. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo said earlier this year that the exclusive launch of Vision Pro in the United States was due to limited initial supply and the more complex purchasing process than any other Apple product because of things like fit and comfort and the reliance on Apple retail stores. Kuo says that Apple plans to launch Vision Pro in more countries before WWDC in June so it can reach more developers in time for Vision OS 2. We are sponsored this week by the Anchor Cube 3-in-1 MagSafe Charger. With a clever foldable design, this charger can fast charge your iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods, all using a single USB-C cable. It's also perfect for the new standby mode feature in iOS 17 for letting you see information such as widgets, the calendar, and the date at a glance. The foldable ultra-compact charger also easily fits in your pocket or your backpack so you can bring it anywhere, making it always travel-ready. Hit the link in the show notes below to check out the Anchor 3-in-1 Cube with MagSafe and upgrade your iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods chargers. My thanks to Anchor for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Next up today, the Apple Sports app has received its first update since launching last month. With version 1.1 of the app rolling out today, Apple has made optimizations for NCAA March Madness, Major League Baseball, and more. With support for March Madness, you can now use the Apple Sports app to follow both the men's and women's tournaments. After updating the app, you'll see new banners across the top of the interface promoting each tournament, and you can tap on them to immediately follow along. You can also now follow your favorite MLB team and follow Major League Baseball as a whole. Apple says that full MLB data will be available starting with opening day later this month, and it will sync your favorite teams with Apple News and Apple TV. And finally, you can now sort final scores in the sports app by league, which is a really nice interface update. The Apple Sports app can be downloaded from the App Store for free, and it's available only on iPhone. And rounding out today, Apple Pay Later officially started rolling out a year ago, giving users a way to easily split in-app purchases and online purchases with Apple Pay into four equal payments across 6 weeks with no fees or interest. While Apple Pay Later has been broadly available since last year, Stripe this week announced that Apple Pay Later is now enabled by default for all merchants who accept Apple Pay. So this means that when you check out online or in-app with a merchant that uses Stripe for payment processing, Apple Pay Later will now be an option almost everywhere. When the Apple Pay payment sheet pops up, you'll be able to choose between paying in full and paying in installments. Apple Pay Later is an option for all purchases from $75 to $1,000 when using Stripe. The process begins with a user applying for a loan, which can be done directly during the checkout flow or in the wallet app at any given time. Applying for a loan has no impact on your credit score, but loan and payment history may be reported to credit bureaus. In fact, Apple and Experian launched their partnership earlier this month to officially report Apple Pay Later on Experian credit reports. More details on Stripe's implementation of Apple Pay Later are available in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to find an ad-free version of the show with bonus content every month. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.